Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your presence in this place. We are choosing to open up and receive whatever you want to reveal to us. And I thank you, Lord, that we are opening up our hearts. We're giving you access to parts of our heart we haven't given you access to yet. And Father, I just pray that you show each and every one of us what the next step is in our life. That tomorrow is a brand new day, and we want to know what that brand new day looks like, our future looks like from your perspective. And Jesus, we know that you are our hope, our confidence. And I thank you, Lord, that you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from all destruction. And we just choose to open and receive. So I ask, Father, that you help us to receive what you've freely given us by grace. So, Lord, what do you want to say about our next step? It's easy. It's doable. My way. Forsake your way. It's not going to work. I'm not asking you to mix your will with my will anymore. It's just one will, and it's mine. Do you want my will to come to pass in your life? Do you want it to come to pass in other people's life? Well, it starts with you. It starts with you just choosing to commit, to just say to me right now, Father, not my will, but your will be done. You can say it, but are you going to believe it? Are you going to commit to it? For when you do, you're going to see light shining on your path. I'm going to make things obvious to you. Things are going to start smoothing out. You want new relationships, new healthy relationships? Then ask me right now for them, and I'll show you what they look like. Remember, I'm making all things work out together for your good. Why? Because you love me. And you're called according to my purpose. And I want you to see right now these doors I'm opening up for you. I open up doors that no man can shut. And I shut doors that no man can open. So now look, you'll see. Do you see the help coming to you right now? Yes, they're coming to help you. You've served so much. You have been in that helping position as a helper. You've sown much, haven't you? Well, now it's time to receive help. Because this next step that I'm calling you to is going to require more help. So it's not going to be everything on your shoulders. Isn't my yoke easy? That means I'm right next to you. Can you sense my presence? Can you feel my peace? Hallelujah. For am I not the Prince of Peace? When my yoke is easy, that means you're going in the same exact direction I'm leading you. You can sense when you pull off to one side, can't you? So continue to walk in that perfect peace that I give you, because you're keeping your mind stayed on me, because you trust me with all your heart. So whatever step I'm revealing to you now, you need to see me with you taking this step. You're not doing it alone. You weren't created to do this alone. Remember, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. Since your steps are already ordered by me, don't you think I know the direction we're going? Yes, I do. So ask me right now what the next step looks like for you and me, and I'll show it to you. Lord, you have sent us. You said go. And so we're choosing to go, but we need to know what that next step looks like. And I thank you that you're making it very obvious. I thank you you're giving us confirmation. And Lord, we just thank you that as we just choose to linger in your presence right now, that we're going to continue to receive revelation after revelation of what this next step looks like. And Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.